Pnimius and the Daf Yomi, Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Dalet. So on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is in a lengthy discussion about propriety in terms of putting tefillah first and priority of tefillah over other things. So, you know, is it appropriate to greet shalom for somebody, you know, out of yira, out of kavod? And then it says, and is it appropriate to, you know, do things before davening? So the Gemara is in a little bit of a discussion there. And the Gemara says, has this comment, right, that's kind of formulated twice, one time as Aser and one time as Hashem will take care. We'll see. Ravidi bar Avin Amar Ravitzel bar Ashian says, Aser lo adam lasas chfatzov kodim sheyispal, that it's forbidden for a person to do his own chfatzov, to take care of his own needs, to attend to personal matters, to, you know, take care of his affairs, kodim sheyispal, before he davenings. Meaning, davening is the first thing, it's a priority in the morning when you wake up, and it quotes a pasuk, tzedek l'fan of yalech, v'yasam l'derech pa'abov. Right, so you see, first the tzedek is lofana. First, you have to, you know, acknowledge you should daven and acknowledge the tzedek, Kadosh Baruch Hu's righteousness, you know, in front of you, and then vayasam l'derech pa'amav. Then you could have footsteps on your path. Meaning, then you set on your way, and then they teach it again a different way. Amar vidi bar avin, amar vidi bar ashyan, kol ha'mispal of la'acher kachiyot l'derech. Anyone who first davens and only afterwards goes out on the road, meaning he follows the prescription that we said, that he prioritizes tefillah, what will happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oselah Chafatzav. Hashem will take care of his affairs. Right? The first time we said, oh, anyone, it's usher for a person to take care of their own affairs before davening. Now we say, and someone who listens to this, someone who davens, and then goes out on his way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of his chafatzav. It's a nice havtacha, it's a nice promise that the Gemara gives us, the name of Ravidi Bar Avin and Ravitzel Bar Ashyan, and he quotes the same pasuk, Shanamar Tzedek Lefon of Yahalik V'yasim Lederach Ha'amav. Okay, beautiful havtacha, a nice chizuk for us in terms of doing the right thing. But the Kedushas Levi in the Likutim points out something amazing. And he points out he actually has a whole different taich on this. And he's talking about a pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Hashem nachini b'tzidka secha l'man shayirai. The pasuk is in Parakeh of Tehillim. It says, Hashem, take me in your righteous ways l'man shayirai, because of my enemies, the people who are out to get me. You know, make the way straight in front of me. Take care of everything, right? There are people lying, you know, to make me stumble and help me overcome them. So says the Kedushas Levi, an amazing Yisod, and he bases it off our Gemara. He says, our Gemara teaches us, that somebody who davens and then goes out on the way, Hashem will take care of his needs. He says, a very important Yisod, he says, Ki ha-tzadik, the tzadik, the righteous individual, sometimes he falls from his madriga. But sometimes the tzaddik achieves certain levels, he achieves certain madrigas, and he falls. But Kadosh Baruch Hu also says, but really it was Hashem who arranged the situation that would make the tzaddik fall. Because he knows that this tzaddik, this righteous individual, has a good track record, that he always pulls himself out of a rut. He always pulls himself out of a desperate situation. So what's he going to do? He's going to use what he calls the Kabbalistic terminology of mala nitzotzos. He's going to raise up the sparks. He's going to find the elements of holiness, of kedusha, that are in that dark place and be able to bring them up. That sometimes, and we see this even in reality, that sometimes, you know, a person doesn't understand why they were thrust into a certain situation. And they say, Hashem, I'm good. I do what I'm supposed to do. Why am I put in that situation? But only afterwards, in order to, you know, raise up something about it, to help out someone else who's in that situation, or to learn an important lesson, they can be mala nitzotzos. They could raise up, you know, an aspect of good that was in that dark that they wouldn't have been able to raise up if they never went down there. So there's this concept that tzaddikim, you know, fall down. We have sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam, that a tzaddik falls and ultimately gets back up each and every time. And the reason he falls is to, you know, go down to that dark place with his candle and illuminate it a little bit and make it a little bit less dark. Mala nitzotzos, to raise up the sparks. So Kedushas Levi points out amazing things. He says, what could happen? Shema Tomar, maybe a person will say, it's true that when the tzaddik fell from his madriga, now he's back to that other madriga. Maybe he's even a little bit higher. But maybe if I continued on without ever falling, I would have been even much higher. Meaning it's easy to say, the tzaddik was on an upper trajectory and he fell down. And he felt like you know, now was no longer at that high madriga. But now when he goes up to high madriga, he appreciates that madriga more and he has a a bigger aliyah, and it's easy to say that growth. He says, but who says that's true? Maybe what really happens is, had he never fallen, he would have just continued on that upward trajectory and be much higher than he even is now. So that a tzaddik can kind of have that taina on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? So he says, Alzeh, on this, Yishav Tacha, that's where there's a promise on that tzaddik in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is promising on that. That when you get to your original Madriga, it's going to be exactly where you left off. It's not like, oh, well, now that you went down, you know, you're not going to accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. It's part of the growth process. Part of the process of going up and up and up is to dip down every time. And he says, and that's what Chazal say in this Gemara, because he teaches it word by word. He says, Kol ha-mispalo, every person who davens, right, what does it mean to daven? That you're mizdabik yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? That you connect to Hashem every time you're being mizdabik to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he quotes from a pasuk, right? Naftuli alokim, that tefillah is a lashon haschabrus, a connection. So anyone who's connected to Hashem, all he wants to do is constantly get closer and closer. And Hashem is infinite. You'll never, you know, get next to Hashem, but you're constantly moving closer and closer and closer, trying to get, you know, closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, so somebody who's connected to Hashem in this way, kol ha-mispalel v'yotze, right? Somebody who davens and then yotze, he goes out, meaning he leaves his current standing, he leaves his current madriga. Why? The yotze laderech. He goes out for the way. What's the derech? The derech is what the tzaddik does. The tzaddik, when he goes down to this dark place, he paves a new derech for Rishayim. He, you know, the Rishayim sometimes are in a rut, and the tzaddik goes down. Someone who's righteous goes down and then figures out how to get out of that rut, how to get out of that, you know, dire situation, how to get out of that difficult circumstance. So that tzaddik goes and he paves the derech. He says, oh, look, it could be challenging. You thought you were never going to get out of it. But now there's a way, there's a derech to rise up. And he creates this new derech, he blazes this new path. Right? It's like when someone's in psychology, right? I'm college level psychology that I know, that, you know, to teach someone something, there's your brain tends to go on paths that it did, that it illuminates neurons in certain ways that it will go in a familiarity path. It's like a muscle memory kind of that we have. You know, sometimes your fingers just know what to do. So if someone creates, if someone's mischadish, a new path, a new neural pathway, a new derech to get out of the rut and to get out of the ra and the evil, so he can be, you know, that creating that derech has a big value. So that's what it means, yotze. He leaves his madrigo for what? For what purpose? Laderech. For the purpose of laderech. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu osalach chafatzav. Hashem will take care of his needs. Meaning, Hashem wanted him to go down there. Hashem wants sometimes for us to struggle and to waver and to have hiccups in our avodas Hashem where we're trying to rise, and we hiccup and we feel like we fell down a little bit. Why? Because what we're doing is that's called a yitzia laderech, that we're going out for the purpose of creating a new derech and serving Hashem. And even in our own lives, that even if we're not the tzaddik that the Kedushas Levi is referring to, that we're creating a new derech, that we serve Hashem the way we serve Hashem and we have a derech to serve Hashem. And anytime we fall and we have a new circumstance that we have to engage with and we have a new challenge that we have to overcome, that's a new derech of serving Hashem. So somebody who's yotze laderech, somebody who's a mispalo, he's a person who wants to connect, he wants to be mispalo to the Rosh Hashanah, and he's mispalo, and he's, so that guy, if he's yotze, if he uses that material laderech to place that new path, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aslo chafatzav, Hashem will take care and make sure that this is not going to be, it's not like, okay, if, you know, you created a new path, but now you're back on your low level one. No, Hashem will take care of your needs. You're going to be right back where you needed to be. Continue with your aliyah and your growth. And it should be a chizik that when we dip down to those points in our hiccups and our avodas Hashem where we're not as strong, we're not as stark as we were, you know, the day before, and we have that flaw, and even if we say, okay, but if I overcome it, right, you know, trying not to speak Lashon Hara from 2 to 5, or whatever sin that a person struggles with, or whatever growth that a person is trying to do, and they're doing it so great, and they're on a 40-day streak, they're on a 50-day streak, and then they mess up, and they say, oh, I spoke Lashon Hara. And now what do? They might say, Ribbono Shel Olam, like, okay, fine, I understand you wanted me to fail, so then I would understand that I'm not perfect, I was getting too gaivadik, fine. But now I'm on this low level, I'm no longer at streak 40, I'm back to day one. I don't have a streak anymore. And so the Kedushas Levi is giving a chizuk, he's saying, no, the Gemara is saying that. It's Hashem's going to continue it, that if you did that hiccup and you learned how to take that dive and you learned how to take that tefillah, the appropriate way of growth, and you learned how to, there's a point of you going down to blaze a new derech in avodas Hashem, not to just constantly use the same other derech. Hashem also lechafatza, because Baruch Hu is going to make it that it's counted as where you are. And he ties in at the end, and he says, and that's what it means. That Hashem tells, you know, Yaakov, Avinu, that when you go down to Mitzrayim, right, Anochi Alach Gamalech, that I'm also gonna rise up with you. Meaning, I want you to go down there. You need to go down there for meat. You need to go down to Mitzrayim. We all need to go down to our Mitzrayim. Mitzrayims are deep, challenging, tight places sometimes. It's part of our process. But when we go up, we're going up with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That it's to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there even when we go down, so that when we come up, we're right back where we started. And that should be a major chizuk for all of us.